I have a quick announcement.
我们发给大家每一个人手里有一份小秘书的手册。And
we're only giving out the one in English to those who can't understand a single word of Chinese. If you have not received it yet, please lift your hand. We want everyone to have a handbook. Because during the message, we're going to refer to the handbook. If you don't have it, please raise your hand. Don't forget, those will be used in English. Those who don't understand a single word of Chinese can take the English. English one in the front row. Let us turn to a portion of scripture. Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心。
This I say therefore, and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind.
他们终必昏昧于神所赐的生命隔绝。
Being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God,
都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
Because of the ignorance that is in them.
良心既然丧尽，就放纵自己，贪心种种的污秽。
Because of the hardness of their heart, they having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality.
21. 你们学了基督，却不是这样。
But you did not learn Christ in this way.
我们这里注意，你们学了基督。
Let me explain. Pay attention, but you did not learn Christ.Let's pay attention to the word learn Christ. Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你今天又带我们来到你面前。
Lord, thank you for gathering us before your feet again, once again.
我们求你再对我们一点说话。
We pray that you speak to us once again.
但愿我们都像玛利亚一样。
May we be like Mary.
能坐在你面前。
Seated at your feet,
听见你的
words, listen to your
words, 靠着你的圣经来。
We pray that
you listen. 我们刚才读到提的圣经，你们学了基督，却不是这样。
We just read a verse, but you did not learn Christ in this way.
这句话是保罗对以弗所教会。
This is what Paul told the Ephesian church.
他提起他们曾经有过的经历。
He mentioned that they had an experience before. 3 years ago, he was with the saints in Ephesus. Oh, he was there for 3 years with the saints at Ephesus.
所以他告诉我们说，关乎神的旨意，他们有一样的智慧不传给他们。
So he did not keep anything from speaking to them anything regarding the will of God.
所以这里保罗就提起他们从前 怎样明白神。
So Paul reminded them once again how they understood the will of God.
提起你们学的基督确实的。
He mentioned that you did not learn Christ in this way.
所以这里告诉我们说，他们在以弗所的圣徒。
So the saints in Ephesus,
他们曾经学了基督。
They learned Christ.
那为了明白这句话，我想我们需要给大家一点的背景。
To understand these words, we need to give you some background.
我们知道保罗在第三次环游布道。
We know that it's Paul's third missionary journey.
他到以弗所，
你们记得吗？
他在以弗所一共有三年。
And he was there for 3 years.
如果大家读使徒行传的话
，If you were to read Acts,
特别是我们圣经
上 ，especially chapter 19,
你就可以知道保罗在那里怎么工作。
You know how Paul ministered there.
我们可以这样说。
We can say this.
在保罗一生里面。
In all of Paul's life,
可以说没有一个地方比像以弗所难。
There was no place like Ephesus.
因为如果我们读哥林多前书读到最后的时候
，If we had to read the latter part of 1 Corinthians,
特别读到第十六章
，especially when we reach chapter 16,
第九节
，verse 9,
他说因为有宽大并有功效的门为我们开了。
For a wide door for effective service has opened to me.
并且反对的人
And there are many adversaries.
他说这话是比如他的以弗所。
When he spoke of these words, he spoke when he was in the time of Ephesus.
因为第八节上他说，但我要仍旧住在以弗所，直等到如今。
In verse 8 it says, but I shall remain in Ephesus until Pentecost.
因为有宽大有功效的门为我开。
For a wide door for effective service has opened.
所以我知道保罗虽然三年之久
，so even though Paul was there for 3 years,
你看为什么又向保罗大大的开？
The gospel, the door of the gospel opened wide.
而且保罗用的字是很有功效的。
And Paul's words are very effective.
结果保罗工作在一处。
Paul worked to a point.
你知道在那个城里面有一个很有名，可以说世界上非常有名的一个女神的庙。
In that city, there was a female god, a temple for female god. So a god.
那个名字大家哪跟圣经里面所说的，就是圣经里面所说的这个雅典娜
，and the name of God is Diana。
我们知道这个庙，这个神庙可以说是小亚细亚非常有名的。
And this temple was very famous in Asia Minor。
你看，全天下的人都到了这个庙那里去。
Everyone went to this temple。
因为这个缘故，那靠着偶像发财的人就非常的多。
And for this reason, those who did business by selling idols, they became very rich.
在那里，因为保罗在那里工作的结果。
But because Paul worked there,
因为许多人离弃偶像归向。
But because many people left idols to be before God.
我们知道保罗工作很有果效。
How do we know Paul's work was effective?
因为我们知道说那些靠偶像发财的人，他们发现他们的财源慢慢就减少。
We noticed that those whose livelihood depended on idol selling, their income was less.
所以他们生命就受到威胁。
So their lives were restricted.
所以他们就鼓动一些人，后来就产生一个很大的暴乱。
So they gathered many people to create a big uprising.
那个暴乱就是在信仰里面。
And this uprising was in the garden.
No.
我在那边。
我们知道，今天如果大家到伊夫所的话
，If you go to Ephesus today,
我们发现在亚细亚七个教会里面，伊夫所保存是最完整的。
In the seven churches of Asia, the church of Ephesus is the most complete.
你今天还能够走在当时保罗所走在的大理使徒的那块路上。
You can still walk that great way that Paul walked.
你现不能够知道保罗大概在什么地方教导神的儿女。
You know where Paul taught the children of God.
而那个暴动的起源是现在还很完整。
And even the theater where the uprising occurred is still very complete.
所以我们知道说保罗在以弗所的工作是还蛮有神的同在。
So Paul really had the presence of God in his work.
而以弗所的教会是唯一的教会。
And the church of Ephesus is the only church.
能够叫保罗没有保留的把神所有启示给他的一点都不避讳的传扬。
That he was able to, without keeping anything back, give out and reveal God's word.
他们属灵的光景好像创举一样，好像那个，好像那个溪水的那个海绵一样。
Their spiritual condition was like a sponge.
所以当他们要从保罗那里吸取丰富的时候
，So when they wanted to receive of that great abundance,
保罗想保留也不能保留。
Paul couldn't keep from giving it out.
所以他后来对以弗所的长老们说
，So he told the elders in Ephesus,
我向着你们关乎神的旨意，上帝会遗传给你们。
I cannot keep anything about God's will from teaching.
所以在以弗所，我可以说神的旨意还是最完全的。
So in Ephesus, God's will was preached the most complete.
我们知道说保罗曾经最少有两年的时间。
We know that Paul used at least 2 years of time.
他租了一所学校。
He rented a school.
这个学校叫做推拉努的学校。
It was the school of Tyrannus.
推拉努乃是哲学家。
Tyrannus was a philosopher.
他有一个学校。
He had a school.
他白天要上课。
In the morning at 9:00,
很多的学生来到他的教室。
Many students would come down to speak.
那么到他上了课以后
，After he ended school,
他就把那个地方就让给保罗。
He would then allow that class, that school, to be, he gave that school to Paul.
然后他就天天在那里工作。
So Paul could work there.
这里有两年之久。
For 2 years.
结果这些在亚细亚的，无论是犹太人是希腊人，都听见语言。
So that whether Jews or Greeks, all of them heard the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，
今
天保罗在传扬圣道。
Paul was speaking there God's word.
他也听到我所领受的启示。
All his revelation.
你看他没有保留一样的，根据保罗自己说，他完全传扬出去。
He did not hold anything back. He gave me preach it all.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
很有意思，有人告诉我们
，some people tell us，
他说保罗大概每天最少要讲到5分钟。
Some people tell us that Paul probably preached at least 5 hours a day.
是有人这样说的。
There are some people tell us.
现在哪里我不知道
，I don't know where.
所以你不要问我为什么一天只有5分钟。
Don't ask.Why if I when the Lord removed that dam, the word and the revelation that he received from the Lord completely he poured it out.
When
you read this portion,
you have
a question. What does Paul speak
of?
What did Paul preach for 2 years?
You see, Paul
maybe has a lesson though. What were these lesson notes?
所以弟兄姊
妹，
你看见许多人都想知道以弗所保罗在那里讲那么久到底干什么？
Maybe you want to know what Paul preached during those 2 years.
把圣经学者好好仔细来查考。
And Bible scholars study the Bible carefully.
结果你看许多圣经学者几乎都同意。
And most of them agree.
如果你想知道保罗在以弗所讲的什么
，If you want to know what Paul preached in Ephesus，
你看你读四本书就可以了。
You have to read only 4 books，
那就是罗马书、
Romans、
加拉太书、
格雷西、
哥林多前书、
First Corinthians、
哥林多后、
Second Corinthians。
我们相信保罗在以弗所讲的
，We believe what Paul spoke in Ephesus，
把圣灵觉得应该留下来的
，What the Holy Spirit felt to be kept，
反圣灵同意说他所说的话就是。
What the Holy Spirit agreed that that is the word that I spoke.
弟兄姊妹
brothers,
你看见很明显的，应该在罗马书里面，在加拉太书里面，在哥林多前书和哥林多后书。
Very clearly, it's found in Romans, Galatians, First and Second Corinthians.
那保罗是一个四封书信的人。
When Paul wrote these 4 books,
是在他属灵一生第21年以后。
It was at the end of the second stage of his spiritual life.
在那个时候
，at that time,
工作可以做到了最高。
The work had reached its apex. Because there was a wide door open to Paul. At that time, Paul said, I'm going to Rome. Today, the most loved place outside of the United States is probably Rome. Everybody wants to go to Rome.
Almost.
Paul going to go and pursue? No. He remembered God's commandment. The Lord's commandment. Speaks about from Jerusalem, Samaria, all the way to the end of the earth. If he went to Rome, that would be the end of the earth. When the door to Ephesus was wide open, Paul had an vision. He wants to go to Rome. Why Rome? Because when our Lord was built on the cross, there was a clap with three different languages. The whole world cried out, crucify it, crucify
it.
Is it the religious world of the Hebrews? Is it only the Jews wanting to crucify it? No. You see that it's only a portion of the world. The Hebrews representing the religious world. And then Greek representing the cultural world. Not only that, it's only Latin. Representing the political and military world. The religious world. What's the cultural world? What's the political and military world?
It
looks like they
were
now crucified. But thank the Lord.
Our Lord,
if I have to be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. Thank the Lord. The Lord has resurrected. The gospel will be spread out in the city.
Let me bring your
favor. The gospel has to enter deeply into the religious world. Where is the heart of the religious world? And the gospel began there.
You
began
by walking in the house.
One day Paul heard the voice at the door. The gospel will enter into the cultural world represented by the
Greek.
When the gospel reached Philippi, that's the one that
you can't be born. You sing to love. It's not a people.
And it's this enter into the center of the cultural world of the
Greek.
Not only that. Then you have the Roman world. Well, the Paul was resolute in wanting to preach the gospel there. But we
have to be careful.
The whole gospel world for all.
Paul
had an vision.
Well,
Christ, you want to conquer the whole world. Thank the Lord. This is a great ambition. We should have more people like Paul. Not only the Holy Spirit used Paul
to have
work in his life, but using him to gain the whole world. Because Paul was one of the great three worlds. He said, I was a Hebrew of Hebrews. And I grew up in Tarsus. The city in Tarsus had to do with the Greek city. Paul was also a Roman citizen. Brothers and sisters, when we become the enemies of the gospel, we were like Paul. We were all the adversaries of the gospel. Thank the Lord. One day our Lord shone on him a great light on the road to Damascus.
Once caught, never again.
Once caught, never escaped. Paul became such a great Paul. Thank the Lord. Not only was the preacher not for
Europe,
the Asia Minor, he wants to send it to Rome. That is
his
desire. So Paul's revelation has reached its climax. At that time,
halfway to a fire,
God will send out a message to you. We go. He said everything that he knew of the will of God, he did not keep from them. The things that the power associated with the what they were was what was said in Romans. It is what is in the way. It is what's known in the first and second
Corinthians.
What did they learn? What does the second group of folks say? What did Paul say? You learned Christ. If you hear these messages, if you read Romans, Galatians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, what does this mean? Does this allow us to understand both?
Or what does it
No, but the Paul says in even over 2 years,
how many days
they didn't even teach. Paul has no one better than Paul. How did he go? His teaching was full of life. Of course, sometimes when he spoke, some people would fall asleep. And like, he would fall out of the window.
And
no matter what,
how you follow Lord, some people shout to them, Jesus, be away from
him. Paul did not hold back anything on the will of God. If you want to know God's will, there was no
teaching,
there was no philosophy, there was no
philosophy,
there was no
philosophy.
What God had revealed at that time, if we
can
understand it, it would be so good. If we still
didn't
understand all four principles, so brothers and sisters,
say all of us.
Paul told us, you learned Christ.
Now, 7 weeks.
For 3 years.
You
on the surface, you were listening to Paul.
You read the
a philosopher teaching in a school. Paul was also in that school. But his school was different. His school was the school of Christ. So you learn Christ. If you study, you have to have a textbook. What is your textbook? You understand? When you read these four epistles, you are not studying something related to the teaching of God.
Something about Christ.
You are learning Christ. The textbook here is one
person.
It is a living person. And that is Christ. So brother, you understand? When you read the second book of the Council of
Jesus,
very clear. These people were brought to the school of Christ. First and second Thessalonians. These infants were born in the house of God. And our heavenly God became their heavenly Father. And under love, there is no asking, only giving. There's only cursing. There's only exhorting. Paul was like a father. He was like an example. When Paul stepped in the snow, he wants others to follow his footsteps. You see, Paul was not only like a father, he was like a mother. This is a warm home. A very nice home. Under the atmosphere of love. Do you see the infant growing? Paul did not bring the library of Tyrannism.
School.
He did not bring the school of Tyrannus into Thessalonica. Because that was a home. You want the life to grow. And even though you're a great professor, you're only great in the class. But that cradle, the hand that moves the cradle of the hand of love, under the atmosphere of love, you will see the light grow. Not only grow, it will grow before God. And that's because that's the
three.
So, Brother Lee reports the sheep who kept on the hands of hope. If you read the terribly first
sentence of the Lord,
First of all, speak of rapture. Rapture and meeting the Lord in the air. And when the Lord said we'll meet with them there, it also speaks of rapture. Why rapture? We just have to read the parable to understand. When you read the parable of the wheat and tares, you see that the Lord has planted us in the field. And we are planted in the field as wheat. And then the wheat starts to grow. And for the wheat to grow, you have to have sunshine. And when the wheat is mature, the ones that are in the air, they become more and more ripe. And then the part closer to the ground, the root starts to die. In other words, so when the attachment to the ground becomes more loose, so at the very end, when the wheat is mature,
the Lord is going to
harvest. Why is it going to harvest? Because the wheat is ripe. If you read the parable,
let me see how it goes.
When we speak of harvest, speaks of rapture. So, brothers and sisters, today we are a
common, nice, colorful engine.
We live according to this grace. Paul says, if you just stand in the presence of Jesus, that is our crown. That is our joy. That is our comfort. Oh, brothers and sisters, we grow so rapidly. You understand? This is how Paul works with us on the night. On one hand, he works with us. On the other hand, he has a goal. He had a question. Are these people, can they stand? They cannot stand. Or also, they cannot live. I do not want to live. Paul feels if they can stand, thank the Lord, and we can live. And they can stand until the presence of the Lord. This life was like
a breath.
And the life becomes more and more about each
other. Growing
until the presence of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, this is what the Bible says. That's why you read 1 Thessalonians 2:10.
Because his return is so good.
His return is a time of our hope. Why do we have a blueprint or program when we grow up? Only when we are grow up and are raptured is we satisfied. So we thank the Lord. The whole Bible has 1,800
prophets.
If you were to organize, there are 737 independent incidents. And there are 590 very important major events.
What we can tell you? 590,
how many have not been fulfilled?
Thank you.
Thank you. The Bible is the word of God. Of the 590 major
events,
570 have already been fulfilled. There are 20 more prophecies and they are being fulfilled right now. Last year, September 11th, tells us that these are being fulfilled. According to the sequence, the very last
Not only do we know the Lord,
we have to
我们自己。We all
start to know ourselves.
我们才想不想把我所在肉体里面没有用。
We like Paul will say, "There is no good in my flesh."
我也是这样想。
The Lord calls to be disciples. To be a Christian. To believe in eternal life. To be a Christian.
You need to bear up
your cross and follow Him. When you come to school,
it's
very different than Paul. You have to
do your thing.
It's a very strict teaching. There was one tree facing this way. And then it grew crooked. Well, in the school, you need to correct it. Brothers and sisters, we need a home. Well, we also need a school. The home is prepared by our Heavenly Father. But the school is prepared by the Son. Brothers and sisters, how does the Lord prepare a school for us? When you go to school, you have to pay tuition. If you go to the best school in the U.S., you must prepare many
months.
My son graduated from that school, so I don't have to worry. So many people pay any price. Who paid our tuition? Of course, this is the best school in the world. We can be before Christ. We can learn Christ.
We need to have that knowledge about life. If you have the knowledge
want to speak slowly, egg after egg.
你知道我蛋白少了，蛋黄是对身体不好。
You know that the egg yolk is not good. The egg white is good for you.
所以你现在今天把蛋黄都拿掉。
So you should get it. You should throw away the egg.
但是我认为应该五分之四拿掉是条问题。
But I feel that four fifths you should throw away. Keep one fifth.
因为这身子长大了。
Because it's not nature.
所以你看见了
，brothers and sisters,
这是知识的胜利。
There's the knowledge of life.
这个知识是跟你的成长发生关系。
This knowledge has to do with your maturity growth.
这个是物理的化学。
It's not physics. It's not chemistry.
这
个是生命知识。
There's the knowledge of life. Brothers,
you want to grow from that point? You want to help that struggle
to grow? You reach a point.
Brothers,
you put it on the field and come on your feet.
The brothers and sisters have a need.
哪一道？
The colors of the school of Christ, not
this one.
Brothers,
at that time,
the school of Christ,
the school of Christ,
what is the emphasis?
The school of Christ,
the emphasis is truth.
So,
brothers, the emphasis
is truth.
If you tell the reading for the
men, you can't get truth.
You see the feature here as truth.
You see, that's why you think it was a false confirmation.
But it is not just an objective.
It's
also a subjective truth.
What is it?
For brothers, it's interesting.
For this reason, you just put them for each
other. When you read these four there is one phrase that Paul uses. Do you not know? Do you not know?
岂不知我们的圣经归入基督里，是圣经归入他。
Do you not know that all of us have been baptized into Christ Jesus? We are baptized into His death. We are baptized into His death.
你刚才说的是。
When you were first saved,
you know, 受尽是得救。
You only were baptized into salvation.
世界里面救出来。
Saved out of the world.
弟兄姊妹，现在不管你心里相信的。
Not only do you believe in your heart,
现在就你受尽了。
Because you're baptized.
世界知道你是谁吗？
The world knows that you're God.
他不能来找你了。
He cannot come after you.
他不能来找你。
They cannot come after
you. 所以你从世界里面救出来。
You've been saved out of the world.
这是我们最幸运的时候。
This is when we are innocent.
所以弟兄姊妹，
那这是
我觉得我。在受尽聚会里面
，so this kind of example
is 比较更简单的。
The more simple of methods of that
is the most.
Let's not forget.
现在他们到了学校了
，now that they are in school.
所以保罗岂不知我们受尽归入基督的人是受尽归入他的子吗
？Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been
baptized into Christ?" 因为知道我们的旧人和他同死。
Knowing this, that our own self is crucified with it, we need to know. We need revelation. We need the Lord's word to tell us. We are so bad. We
want to send all of people to
give up. The Lord will give up on us. You know when you have a spot with a hole, if the hole is very small, you go and mend it.
如果有话，你就空前绝后。
But if the spot is full of holes,
那你把它丢弃，
有多的
位置告诉你。
好，这么
我们是要自己的空间绝后。
Our flesh is like a hole.
在2000年前就摇头的。
2000 years ago, shook his head.
所以弟兄姊妹，
有的是
福音不定在十字架上，
有的是不是出卖了。
我们旧人已经同定于十字架。
Our old man was crucified with him.
弟兄姊妹，
我的是
你需要知道的。
You need to know.
大哥，你说现在这他们以前抄书没有其他的了？
这是上面的分儿在
说。但是现在保罗提到这个
，Now Paul mentions it.
因为现在你在学基督
，But because now you have learned Christ.
不只是基督徒
，Not only are Christian.
你也应该是基督徒。
But you need to be a disciple.
你应该学。
Deny yourself and bear the cross to follow the Lord.
还不止如此
，Not only that,
因其晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁，就做谁的奴仆，或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以至于死。
Do you not know that when you present yourself to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness? You need to know this.
这些我们需要教导神的儿女。
We need to teach the children.
我们需要用神的话来帮助他们。
We need to help them with the word of God.
不光如此
，Not only that.
你如果是 读到第七章十八节。
And you read chapter 7, verse 18.
我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有永生。
For I know that nothing but dwells in me, that is in my flesh.
因为是为在由的我，是习出来的。
For the willing is present in me, but the doing of it, that is not me.
Brothers and sisters, how does Paul know this? 这个知道，从经历里面知道。
Paul knows this from experience.
所以你来到进入学校，
我们原来就是说出来，
有的时候有启示。
There's revelation.
那这个教室里听见的，
that's what you heard in class.
但是许多时候，
很没启
示。把我们放到实验室里。
The Lord told us in the Gospel in the lab.
你看见了吗？
你现在
在把我们实验室里面发现。
So Paul knows this in the lab.
在我里头，是在我肉体中没有两
样。In my flesh, there is no good.
因为立志为善有的我，但是行出来有的。
For the willingness present in me, but the doing of it is not in me. You read the Bible.
读这四卷书。
Read these words.
这是充满了错误的书。
Full of his words.
那我们最清楚的一件事情。
And one more verse is very clear.
那就是我们晓得万事俱无相
干。While we know that all things work together for good.
我们晓得。
We know that.
我们知道。
We know that.
万事俱无相干。
All things work together for good.
但是你知道吗？当保罗说这话语气。
Before Paul spoke these words,
刚才那句话三十八节
，That was verse 28, 罗马第八章二十八节 ，Romans 8:28。
但是如果你要知道
，But if you want to know，
如果你要知道万事互相效力
，If you want to know that all things，
你还是要有
，You need to learn，
明白吗？
你要知道 ，What you need to learn，
回到二十六节的话
，Turn back to verse 26。
我们本不晓得。
For we do not know,
弟兄姊妹
brothers
and sisters,
in the school of life,
是谁知道什么
Not only do you learn to know,
你不知道什么
But you learn to not know,
你先学会不知道才会知道
You learn first not to know, then you learn to know,
弟兄姊妹
brothers
and sisters, 今年你从世界大学里毕业
If you graduate from the University of the World,
我在教室，我在大学里教了许多年
I've taught the university many years,
我所有的大学里出来的人
Okay. I always challenge the graduates.
我知道你今天你毕业。
I know you're graduating today.
我不是问说你知道你知道。
I don't ask you how much you know.
我只问说
I just ask one question.
你知道你几个不知道
How much do you not know?
弟兄姊妹，你们知道有自己几有几个不知道的
Somebody who knows how much you know.
这个人才是成熟的。
That is the mature person.
一个你知道自己有几个知道
The one who knows what he knows
是最保险的
is the one who has the lowest
story.
你来到这个 When you come to school,
完全你要知道
One day you will know.
要一直互相效力
All things work together.
要爱一直的一个
人 To those who love God.
感谢
Thank you. For that
moment, 我的这个儿子
We are born to the end of
the day. 好不好
Then you will not know.
Brother,
sister, you understand? What does verse 26 say? For we do not know how to pray.
哦，我怎么不晓得祷告？
How does Paul not know how to pray?
弟兄姊妹，你我知道，我发现
，sooner or later we'll know.
我们不晓得，
we do not know how to pray.
祷告是最浅的事。
Prayer is the most shallow thing.
刚刚得救的人都会祷告。
Everybody knows how to pray.
祷告深到骨髓。
The prayer is deep to
our heart. 我怎么说
？What does Paul say?
我们不晓得。
We do not know how to pray.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你越深，
the more you
grow,
the more you grow in faith.
你真的不晓得。
You do not know.
比方说吧，
做父母的
，as parents， 都上女儿年纪大
，when the daughter is growing up，
她关心她的闺女。
They're concerned about marriage. So they pray for the Lord.
So they pray for the Lord.
They go pray to the Lord, please allow our daughters to meet Prince Charming. And they both of them are
crying.
And the Lord answers their prayer. And one day in the meeting, she needs to turn.
所以他们两个人就祷告。
And then they pray again.
另外怀着五真的罪。
和这个
百老王子民主和比惨的一段。
And so they, the prince charming and the princess walk together on the carpet.
所以这是父母的心愿。
This is a part of the parents.
感谢主。然后他们做朋友了。
And they became friends.
那这个时候丈母娘看不起，越看越有趣。
Then the in-laws, when they see the son-in-law, it becomes more and more, the more they see him, the more they like
him.
But after the marriage, isn't this Prince Charming?
He's not the son of the king, he's not the son of the king, he's not the son of这个和我的女儿结婚了。
Didn't you want the Prince Charming to marry my daughter?
但是这个结婚以后
，But after the marriage,
但是这个问题发生了以后
，There's no problem.
那这个时候，不是丈母娘看着你越看越有趣的，不是
？It is not. It is more they see, the more they like it.
现在丈母娘看着你越看越有趣。
The more they see, the more anger there is.
弟兄姊妹，
那
这明白吗
？Do you understand?
这个我们要跟
Now we have
帮不了，我错了。
Did we pray wrong?
我不明白。
We do not know God's will.
我们以为是福，结果是祸。
We thought it was a blessing, but it was a woe.
我们是祸，结果出于是福。
We thought it was a woe, but it was a blessing.
有的时候我们说，为什么我们遇见苦？
We said, why do we need to suffer?
因为
是，
那是因为结果你回过头来看，
you turn around and look.
幸好遇见苦。
It was good that you met that suffer.
让你遇见这个更大。
It kept you from meaning greater. So brothers and sisters,
you
say, I cannot pray. I cannot pray right. Because I do not know God's will. So I speak to the Holy Spirit. I give myself to you. And let the Holy Spirit take over. And let the Holy Spirit pray in you.When the Holy Spirit prays, He prays according to God's will. He knows what we need. He knows that we are none like the Son of God. So the Holy Spirit prays for us. The Holy Spirit understands the eternal word of God. So the Holy Spirit prays. Brothers and sisters,Now we know.
Why do all these words get so
good? Because it's the result of the prayer of the Holy Spirit. There are no accidents in the Christian life. There are only incidents. You understand? You and I don't know how alike we are.
When
we think, don't we think, oh, can we be like? How are we like our Lord? Our Lord is our prayer. The Holy Spirit is our Lord. Then He brings the Lord to us. The wind from the west, the wind from the east, and then all these winds are blowing together. And that is the whirlwind in the Bible.
There
are one prayer. To conform to the image of the Son. Brothers, you understand? When you're in the school of Christ, you want to know what to know. You cannot say, I know that's love. We need to learn not to know.
What is the shelter?
Not what to know.
Shelter.
But before knowing, we do not pray. So, brothers and sisters, only in the school of Christ, nobody graduates, but if we need someone, one that graduates, he not only knows how many he knows, how he knows, but he knows even more so how much he does.
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the school of Christ. So, you don't
need
to go to the school of Christ.
So, when you read these four principles,
you can get,
especially Romans and Galatians, it speaks of the gospel of God.
So you don't need to go to the school of Christ.
When you read one,
God is not only speaking.
God is not only speaking like
He spoke
the first century. He is speaking a complete word. There is a system to it. Very systematic. And it is a very one teaching.
进步的。
That's my set.
建筑不容易。
It is not in the order. What's the reason? I'll give you an example.
比方说罗马书前面嘛。
For example, Romans the first
一章。它第一节第一章第一节到五章第一节第一章。
Very clearly, chapter 1 verse 1 to 5, 11 is one section.
后面是第二。
And then after that is the second section.
你如果仔细读的话，
If you read it carefully,
前面这个就是
The first section
讲到我们罪。
Speaks of our sin.
后面也讲到我们罪。
The second also speaks of sin.
但是前面罪就是孤独。
But the first segment speaks of sin as plural.
后面是单数的罪。
And at the end, at the latter part, is single.
原来多数的律师只有我们犯罪
一个一个的果子说。The plurality of sin speaks of all the different sins we commit.
讲到单数的罪的
时候 ，speaks of single sin.
讲到我们 single nature， 讲到我们罪性。
It speaks of our sinful nature.
弟兄们，讲这个数字。
See, the whole tree is corrupt.
Brother,
see,
you said something, you knew my soul.
It's not because we commit many sins, therefore we're sinners.
Even when we're sinners,
because we're a sinner that we commit that many sins. We're a sinner
that
we commit that many sins. How do you deal with the plurality of sin? The Lord's blood.
Jesus' blood.
God's word is like God through the universe creator. Scientists can only discover what this universe was created. But the Bible is the whole universe. Brother, some people
are lost.
What do we
know?
These words are full of lies.
Think about the systematic
word. That's an off-systematic word.
It's
great, great words. There's a beginning and an end. There's a first step. This is God's word.
So,
not only that,
you know what?
If you read until chapter
8,
at the very beginning, it speaks of justification by faith.
Thank you.
Judaism will be accepted. Brothers and sisters,
oh, what a feast is just down at this
moment. The Paul, the Father's followers.
You understand?
In the Christian world,
you would find that some people are not
you see that there's a hindrance to the world.
No, a
flesh is a hindrance.
The
world is a hindrance. The self is a hindrance.
Brothers
and sisters, if you don't
deal with
these things, you'll never grow. In China, before, a balanced foot was very good. So a balanced foot, so a lady having small feet was very good.
I can do work on my foot,
so an infant's foot was always down. So that when she was 20, she always had a small foot. If you go down that foot, it should go very quickly. These bound the feet as the hindrance to growth. What is flesh? What is world? What is self? This is the
boundary.
This bounding is both long and sneaky. This is our flesh.
Thank you.
Thank the Lord. And he swore us we want to accept the work of the Holy Spirit and send work in our
lives.
Our Lord is the greatest to have the heart of a prophet. He puts us on the operating table. The cross is to do a surgical work. Then our hindrances are removed. You say that this knowledge is objective or subjective? On one hand, objective. This is just theory. So in the two, Mr. Hydrogen and Miss Oxygen get married. And then they have their child water. This is what we know. In the school of Christ, God has changed us. God has equipped us. And that is the truth that you can cut in. You see, that belongs to God. Not only objective, but also subjective. Because the Lord said, I am the truth. Therefore, we can learn Christ.
What about Christians?
Let us turn to Scripture.
Timothy.
Host. Second Timothy.
Timothy
2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3.
第十六节，我想我们都很熟悉的。
Verse 16, very familiar to us.
圣经里面每一遍，三章四节都很重要。In
the Bible, all the chapter 3, verse 16 are very important.
第二三章十六节。
Timothy 3.
圣经都是神所默示的。
All scripture is inspired by God.
与教训、读责、使人归正、教导、学义都是有益的。And
profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness.
你还得到了这些。There
are four things in God's word.
第一是教训。
First, it's profitable for teaching.
第二是读责。
Secondly, for reproof.
第三是改正，使人归正，改正。
Third, for correction.
第三是教导人学义。
Fourth. This has to do with discipline.
So you see, one thing, it is teaching, 教训,
teaching,
读者,
reproof,
改正,
correction,
还有最后是训练,
training.
So
you see these four facets? What does Romans tell?
Teaching.
然后改正，then correct. 哥林多前书 First Corinthians.
Brother, 当保罗在哥林多教会
When Paul was in the church for
他怎么没有教导哥林多的教会的弟兄姊妹？
He did not teach them how to instruct them how they were to meet.
他可以介绍，他可以介绍，
他可以教导。
但是，你看见保罗认识教会的弟兄姊妹
？Paul knew that the church was not his church.
他不能越过圣灵做什么
？He could not go surpass the
Holy Spirit. 圣灵能做什么
？He believed the Holy Spirit can do it.
所以，他让哥林多教会自由的发展。
So he let the church in Corinth freely grow up.
如果他们都听你圣灵就好。
When the news came,
Paul
the tree grew up.
So when the tree grew up,
the tree grew up and was crooked.
So in the first
Corinthians, when Paul did the corrective work, that's First Corinthians.
最后 lastly, 你看这个说，去训练教导人学习
，training in righteousness. Self-study means you bring this before the Lord.
Weary me, not to write me.
Nobody is pressuring you.
那这个时候最大的一个帮助
是 This is just as a help.
2000年来成千成万的基督徒长大
Thousands of them, 2,000 years have happened. Christians have grown.
他们怎么长的
How do they grow?
因为在教会里面许多很好的属灵书。
Because the church essay is a very, very good spiritual book.
所以我们介绍了几本很好的书。
So we just presented this some spiritual book.
关乎生命，关乎道路，关乎真理。
That has to do with the way the truth and light is served.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你们愿意用两年的时间
，So if you want to use 2 years,
看好圣经。
Read the Bible.
耶，我从这些书里面得到帮助。
On one hand, read the Bible. On one hand, gain some help.
两年以后
，2 years later,
4 years later,
4 years later,
也许你慢慢的开始有得到一些帮助。
You might be helped.
这只是建议而已。
This is just suggestion.
如果你觉得不好，你可以放在一边。
If you don't think it's good, you can put it aside.
我们这儿介绍诗本最好英文的书。
We also suggest 10 of the best.Book in English. These are all rare books. You need to read these books very carefully. For example, one book. But for those who don't understand it, we substitute with 4 different books. But if you understand English, I ask you, read these 10 books. And try to digest them. And then if it's 2 years, there's a schedule here. If you turn to page 7 of the
chapter,
you see a schedule here. The reading calendar This reading calendar goes through a is a plan in the schedule to finish reading about a
3 years.
And you can see how many books you can read. It might be helpful. Maybe you should read three times in a year, 3 months. For example, you need to finish reading Matthew in 9 days.
If you read the Bible in 3 times,
so you need to read 9 chapters a
day.
Don't change the 9 days. Just read Matthew in those 9 days. But you slow down. Just read 3 chapters a day. So after 9 days, 28 chapters. So you can move step by step according to the calendar. If you want to find where this book
is,
on page 9 in English, you can go and download it from the web. Or you can buy it on the web.
Or
we also give you the telephone and other